Center. Ministry of Agriculture and Environment to prevent locust outbreaks and in international news to fire it to residential homes in Manila.
The Hot FM News with Juan Zamorano.
And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development has issued 122 licenses to operators in Mocondo and Kasampa to the first cohort of 12 shale miners in the country. In a statement, Northwestern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Gloria King Colombia said this follows an intensive training program on safe mining practices, aligning with President Hakainde's limited call for legal and safe mining operations across the country. Ms. King Colombia said the intensive training focused on equipping artisanal miners with knowledge on safe mining practices, environmental and operational best practices. She said with licenses in hand, the 12-year miners are set to begin legal operations at their mining sites, and government has reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring that mining in Zambia is conducted safely, legally, and in a manner that benefits communities and the nation at large. The event was officiated by Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kagame, who was flanked by the Provincial Minister Robert Mvusi. Government says it has taken necessary measures to safeguard the country's crops, fauna and flora, grass for domestic use and fodder against potential threats posed by locusts. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Valera Kulu said through its surveillance program, the ministry has successfully mapped out areas that are naturally prone to locust outbreaks. Mr. Kulu said the natural breeding areas for locusts are currently under intensive monitoring and surveillance to ensure early detection and rapid response. He said no damage has been recorded on crops so far, and the situation remains firmly under control, adding that government remains optimistic that with the measures in place, the locust population will continue to be effectively managed.
We have also mapped out areas that are natural zones to locust outbreak. The natural breeding areas for locusts are currently under intensive monitoring and surveillance to ensure early detection and rapid response. We are pleased to inform the public that no damage has been recorded so far on crops, and the situation remains firmly under control. As government, we remain optimistic that with the measures in place, the red locust population will continue to be effectively managed.
The Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry has called on young entrepreneurs to present bankable and market-ready business proposals in order to tap into green opportunities supported by the government and private sector. Speaking during an award ceremony honoring six youth-led companies with outstanding business ideas, Ministry Director of Foreign Trade, Dr. Simon Wana, has emphasized the importance of presenting viable and sellable business plans. Dr. Wana has also revealed that the ministry has already reached out to several key companies that could potentially partner with the six awarded youth enterprises to further develop and scale their ideas.
The ministry has already sent out letters to key, potential organizations as well as businesses who can actually partner, and we are trying as much as possible to engage them at the earliest. What is very important from the youth is that pitch your proposals in a way that they are going to be sellable. And if you're going to have a situation where you bring a proposal which is not really, really bankable, then that opportunity might be a missed opportunity.
And Voice for Youth in our community, Uganda founder Dr. Master Mwamba said the selected entrepreneurs are currently undergoing capacity building training to strengthen their business acumen, and each of the six companies will receive 10,000 Kwacha in seed capital to kickstart their businesses once they complete their training.
So if you have those six, these are all that are training. They are company. They are not just members. They are company. So they told me that they, the majority are coming from outside the church. And they are the majority are coming from China. No particular. None of the own same time.
He really can answer her finalised that the construction of its office is not received expected to generate over 40,000 structure in monthly rental income, positioning the local authority team to develop local and operational obligations. The project is aimed at generating sustainable income for the local authority, help reduce dependence on central government funding, thereby making the council self-reliant. During the council, recently invested over 1.2 million total in the construction of a modern office block in order to strategically enhance the new base and improve service delivery. CND Town Council Chairperson Levels and Singh Lewis said the investment of the office block will translate into direct return on investment, allowing the council to independently fulfill its service delivery mandate. This is according to a statement issued by CND Town Council Public Relations Officer Nataviana Charongo.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Livestock Association of Zambia has called on government to urgently stop goats across the country to meet the rising demand for exports, particularly to Saudi Arabia. In an interview with African News, Association's General Secretary Oscar Lavala has expressed concern over the declining interest in goat farming amongst Zambians, which he said has led to a notable drop in the national goat population. He has emphasized that restocking is critical to boosting the goat population and enhancing the overall productivity of the livestock sector. Mr. Lwavala has noted that increased production is essential if Zambia is to meet its target of exporting 1 million goats to Saudi Arabia, an ambitious goal tied to broader efforts to grow the country's livestock export market.
Export 1 million goods to Saudi Arabia. But because of the current situation where the animals are very few this time, we want to go to the restocking. And we are doing that one. We want to come with the government and maybe just work together with them so that we do restocking. But men can go to the business, and men can go to business, it means that target of Saudi Arabia, we can actually go for it.
Vinny, continues after these messages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 and visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
A large fire broke out in two buildings in the Sandal district of Philippines capital Manila on Saturday night, affecting around 700 families, according to local media reports. Footage of the scale of the fire was shared by the Manila Public Information Office, which said that the fire had been brought under control. Two people are said to have been injured. The BBC has more.
The American Secretary of State has restated his unhappiness at Israel's attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar as he begins a two-day visit to Israel. But Marco Rubio said the incident would not damage relations between the two countries. After a week of protests and uncertainty, the newly appointed Prime Minister, Sushila Sarthy, has formally assumed office today. In her first public comment since her appointment, she vowed to hand over power within 6 months. The Ukraine military said it carried out a ground strike on one of Russia's largest oil refineries, southeast of St. Petersburg. Kyiv Spring forces said the strike caused a large fire in the Kyivsky refinery, located 800 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. The Russian governor of the region said air defenses had destroyed 3 Ukrainian drones and the fire was caused by falling debris. Ukraine has increased its attacks on Russian fuel and energy infrastructure over the past year. This sports news is brought to you by NTN.
The Zambia and the 17 men's national team have an opportunity to shake off the opening baby seat when they face Malawi.